What does a company in bankruptcy look like? Pretty similar to a company not in bankruptcy.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. As American Airlines winds its way through bankruptcy, some of its union workers are voting on new contract offers. We're waiting this morning for the results of the voting by two big labor unions representing pilots and maintenance crews. Next week, a judge will decide if the company can throw out its old labor contracts and impose even more severe cuts on the workers. Now, it seems dramatic, but as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the bankruptcy has been almost invisible so far to Americans' customers.
Back in February, American Airlines said it planned to lay off 13,000 employees, about 15% of its workforce. Since then, there have been layoffs, reservation agents and skycaps in Arizona, managers in Tulsa, but nothing close to 13,000.
It takes time to revise your schedules and change your route structures.
Aviation expert Richard Gritta at the University of Portland says cutting back on service will eventually lead to job cuts. But he says the layoff announcements also have a strategic value. American Airlines wants union workers to accept deep cuts to wages and benefits. The threat is vote yes or the company will impose unilateral cutbacks that are even worse.
The history of union management relationship in this industry has been terrible.
Many of Americans' union workers apparently hope U.S. Airways will fly in like a white knight, merge with their bankrupt employer, and stem the layoffs that are still coming. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now to some new encouraging signs for the housing market. Today, the credit rating agency TransUnion said late payments on mortgages have reached the lowest level in 3 years. Marketplace's Eve Tro joins us from Los Angeles with more. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, Eve, more people paying their mortgage on time and in full.
That's right. That seems to be the case. TransUnion says we have the lowest rate of late payments in 3 years. Now, about 5.5% are paying late by 2 months or more, but that's the best since the beginning of 2009, just after the recession hit. So that presumably means that more people are keeping their homes, right? That fewer homes are going to go back to the bank and then wind up on the market as foreclosures.
And, of course, a lot of people recently have been saying that the housing market has hit bottom and they're waiting to see some signs that prices are starting to go back up again. Do we have any evidence of that yet?
Well, bottom is indeed a dangerous word, but a few data points today. The research firm CoreLogic found that prices went up last quarter, and so did Freddie Mac, the mortgage giant. They saw prices go up this past quarter, too. Well, how much? CoreLogic said the biggest jump since 2005. Freddie Mac said the biggest jump since 2004. So, you know, that seems worth noting.
Yeah, pretty good.
Now, one explanation for the jump in home prices is that supply is actually down. That could be because a lot of these homes on the market are being snapped up by investors, not families who are going to live in them. And those investors, instead of selling them, are turning them into rentals instead.
Well, maybe that will do something to bring down those ever-rising rents in a lot of parts of the country. Marketplace's Eve Tro, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower across Europe and Asia this morning, down 0.6% in Singapore, London down 0.4% right now. The success of the movie The Avengers helped Disney make a $313 million profit last quarter. That's up from $49 million a year ago. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 51 points to close at 13,168.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Apple and Google are expected to be major bidders at an auction today, not for some rare artwork, but for patents from Eastman Kodak, which put 1,100 patents up for sale after entering bankruptcy earlier this year. And Kodak isn't the only game in town when it comes to patents, which have become central in the fight over the future of the tech industry. That is great news for patent lawyers, as Sabri Benashour of Station WAMU in Washington reports.
Alice Ahn is at her desk at law firm Covington & Burling, reading from a 4-inch thick book.
It stores tags and contents together in a tree structure. Sound like Greek?
Yeah, that's because it's patent law.
On graduated law school in 2010 and was hired in no time. Actually, in, like, negative time.
I was hired before I graduated from law school.
Not so much for a lot of her recent classmates. The employment rate for new law grads has hit its lowest point since 1994, except in Onsfield, IP law, especially patent law. Why?
You know, at least in the smartphone area, it's become World War III, I guess you could call it.
Max Grant is a partner at Latham & Watkins, which grew its IP practice 40% in just the last year and a half. And he adds, it's not just cell phones.
Just about anybody that you can think of, if you walk into Circuit City or your local Verizon store and you sort of look on the wall and see what's available, those are the companies that are being involved in a lot of these fights.
Given that so many tech companies are in Asia or doing business there, speaking an Asian language helps a lot. Kurt Kalia is a partner at Covington & Burling, where On works.
If you have a case that involves 6 million pages of documents in Korean, it would be astronomically expensive to try to translate all of that.
Remember that patent law book Alice On was reading out of? She can read it in Korean.
HTML로 만들어진 문서를 만들고
and Japanese.
HTML와 XML.
That plus a background in computer science means she and lawyers with her skills are pretty set. And patent fights are likely to continue for as long as tech companies have something to fight over, given that two of the top five most profitable companies in the world are tech companies, it's going to be a while. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
And finally, if you wanted some more evidence that there are way too many TV channels right now, here it is. Be Sky B, the British satellite broadcaster, is adding a new channel in October that will do nothing but play the 22 James Bond movies on repeat for a month. The company is doing it to mark the 50th anniversary of the Bond franchise, and hopefully it won't leave too many viewers shaken and/or stirred. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.